again.
This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. This is an excerpt from Silence is What You Need from Your Travels This Year. It's the travel trend we're most obsessed with this year. By Tasha Kleeman. Published March 5th, 2024. I'll be honest, I'm not good at sitting with silence. According to my Spotify Wrapped, I amassed an impressive, or worrying, 75,000 minutes of music this year. That's not including the podcasts I brush my teeth to, or the audiobooks I regularly fall asleep to. Do I have a problem? Quite possibly. But I'm not alone. More and more of us are living our lives to the tune of news podcasts and algorithmically curated Spotify playlists, and falling asleep to the soft glow of our laptop screens or the dulcet tones of Stephen Fry. Podcast streams have doubled in the last 6 years, while audiobook consumption is up 94%. Music streaming is also on the rise, with 1.1 billion of us expected to be subscribed to a music streaming service by 2028. We live in a noisy world with diminishing space for a wandering mind. With so much content vying for our attention and providing a constant soundtrack to our always-on lives, opportunities to sit quietly with ourselves are rare. People are becoming less accustomed to silence in our digital age, says neuroscientist Anne Sophie Fleury. Noise can cause stress, especially when we don't have control over it. Indeed, studies have linked noise pollution to a range of health problems, including depression and cardiovascular disease. In contrast, research suggests that spending time in silence has countless well-being benefits, helping us to sit more comfortably with our thoughts and feelings, better manage stress, and even boost creativity. One study in mice linked periods of silence with the development of new brain cells, while another found that 2 minutes of silence produced a more calming effect than relaxing music. According to Anne Sophie, incorporating silence into our daily lives can improve our communication with others, deepen our relationships with ourselves, and build resilience in the face of life's challenges. In overstimulated times, silence is a hot commodity. The silent walking trend that took TikTok by storm at the end of last year reflects a growing impulse to find new ways to escape the noise of our tech-fueled lives. In our travels, too, we're increasingly looking to switch off and find refuge from the chaos for a little while. Hence the rise of silent travel, one of our top travel trends for 2024. What is silent travel? Encompassing everything from silent retreats to digital detox cabins to silent walking tours and even concerts, silent travel helps us disconnect to reconnect. To nature, to our true priorities, and to ourselves. It represents a more mindful form of travel that doesn't leave you needing a holiday to recover from your holiday. This is a new trend with ancient roots. In its purest form, silent travel is associated with silent meditation retreats. These originated out of the Buddhist practice Vipassana, which translates as seeing things as they really are, or insight. Vipassana retreats involved spending a period of time in noble silence, with most of the day taken up in meditation or reflection. They range from long weekends to 10-day experiences and are offered all over the world at various intensities. As with other spiritual practices that have been adopted by the wellness sector, silent retreats also run the risk of appropriating the cultures they draw inspiration from. Silent meditation retreats can teeter into cultural appropriation when Buddhist and Hindu practices such as Vipassana or mindful meditation are packaged as merely wellness tools, severing them from their spiritual and ethical roots, says meditation and yoga practitioner Purabi Joshi. Cherry-picking these practices in this way trivializes these deeply spiritual practices and risks commercializing them as trendy, one-size-fits-all approaches to what are historically rich and diverse cultural practices. So while they can bring enormous benefits, silent retreats are not an uncomplicated force for good. It's worth doing your research and making sure you know what you're signing yourself up for before you go. Are there other benefits of silent travel? Silent travel isn't just good for our well-being, but also for the planet, representing a more sustainable form of travel. Natural quiet is an essential quality that both humans and wildlife need, says Gordon Hempton, co-founder of Quiet Parks International. Quiet Parks is a nonprofit on a mission to preserve quiet spaces for the benefit of all life. They campaign for a quieter world through research, education, and their Quiet Park certification scheme, and facilitate quiet travel experiences across the globe, from forest bathing and tea ceremonies to multi-day quiet retreats. As well as providing some revitalizing peace and quiet, quiet travel experiences also give you the peace of mind of knowing you're investing your money into something worthwhile. Dollars spent towards travel at quiet destinations helps to preserve those places, which have been shown to be some of the healthiest and ecologically stable on the planet, says Gordon. They use our carbon, produce our oxygen, and provide rare sanctions for threatened and endangered wildlife species. How can you experience silent travel? There are plenty of places where you can test out whether silent travel is for you. In the UK, Gaia House holds meditation retreats throughout the year in the hills of South Devon, which are conducted in total silence, including nonverbal and written communication. Further afield, Cave of the Heart runs silent retreats in South Portugal, while Mandali, a boutique retreat center in the Italian Alps, offers silent retreats in a beautiful setting. For a more intensive experience, you can travel to India to one of the many Vipassana meditation centers across the country, offering 10-day residential courses. One of the largest of these is Dhammagiri, located in Maharashtra, a 3-hour drive from Mumbai. Courses are run on a donation basis and involve an application process. If, like me, the idea of spending a week alone with your thoughts sounds terrifying, fear not. There are many ways to incorporate silence into your travels. Silence doesn't necessarily mean a complete lack of auditory input, says Anne-Sophie. It's really about tuning into the sounds around you, especially nature. Your version of silent travel might be staying in a remote natural landscape, going on a silent walking tour, or staying in a quiet resort, like the Peace and Quiet Hotel in Swedish Lapland, or the silent living guest houses in Portugal. It might simply mean spending 3 days without your phone. For more adventurous silent seekers, a growing range of travel providers combined mindful silence with outdoor activity. If you like the idea of small talk-free hikes, you can go on a mindful walk with Silent Kali in Kali Nature Center, Finland. Try trekking and mindfulness in Nepal with Kilroy, or take a silent hike with Mind Travel, who also offer silent concerts. For a quiet adrenaline rush, you can get lost in a remote location with Black Tomato's unique travel experience, or go off-grid in the Norwegian fjords with Offbeat Adventures, who provide responsible guided adventures that respect the natural environment. So if you haven't settled on a New Year's resolution yet, maybe 2024 can be the year we decide to embrace silence, whether that means trying your first silent meditation retreat, digital detoxing in a woodland cabin, or simply spending a bit less time plugged into your headphones. I hope this year brings you some peace. Discover the planet's last few naturally quiet places. From Taiwan to Namibia, peaceful places remind us that quiet has the power to remedy a variety of health issues. By Terry Ward, published November 27, 2024. Quiet may be making a comeback, especially for people looking to escape life's regular stresses and the vices of technology. Just ask acoustic ecologist Gordon Hempton about the importance of finding quiet places. It's become his mission as the co-founder of Quiet Parks International, QPI, a nonprofit dedicated to putting natural quiet within reach of as much of the world's population as possible by certifying and protecting peaceful places. 4 years ago, QPI certified the world's first urban quiet park in one of the most densely populated places on the planet. Just north of Taipei, Taiwan, Yangmishan National Park is a 43-square-mile area known for its relaxing hot springs, mountainous terrain, and endemic birds. Urban quiet parks offer natural beauty and inner stillness on a daily basis, and they offer it to a target set of people who desperately need quiet, said Vikram Chaudhan, president of QPI. Rather than complete silence, natural quiet is defined as the sounds of nature without human-made noise. QPI's goal is to certify roughly 50 urban quiet parks worldwide, in addition to wilderness quiet parks. This year, QPI recognized Nambaran Nature Reserve in Windhoek, Namibia, as Africa's first wilderness quiet park, underscoring the 494,210-acre reserve's commitment to preserving its pristine natural environment and fostering a quiet sanctuary for humans and animals. The organization is eyeing potential urban quiet parks in cities such as New York City, New Orleans, Paris, and Brisbane, Australia. While there are no naturally quiet places left on Earth, according to Hempton, human-made noise, usually in the form of transportation, by highway, rail, air, and boat, pervades every corner of the planet. QPI uses varying standards of stillness to certify its wilderness and urban quiet parks. Regular acoustic studies are carried out after a park certification to ensure it meets QPI standards. Natural sounds, of course, register increased decibels. Imagine the pound of surf on a beach or a chorus of singing frogs. But the goal, explains Ulf Baumann, executive director of Urban Quiet Parks, is for the background noise to be no higher than 45 decibels. That's akin to library-level chatter. Where hush is healing. The effects of noise pollution on humans have been widely studied and attributed to health issues that range from stress and sleep disturbances to high blood pressure and heart disease. Places with natural quiet are also important to animals, says Jesse Barber, professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at Boise State University. Human-caused noise is known to interfere with animals' abilities to hear important sounds, like birdsong, and to fundamentally alter where animals live and their reproductive fitness, he says. In the U.S., the areas with the most potential for tranquil experiences are those with the least flyover traffic from airplanes and remoteness from other transportation noises, according to Les Blomberg, founder and executive director of the Noise Pollution Clearinghouse, a nonprofit organization that has mapped out the last remaining places of natural quiet in the continental U.S. The organization's research indicates that places including the Boundary Waters Canoe Area of northern Minnesota and Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex in western Montana are among the country's last remaining natural quiet areas. The northernmost U.S. states are generally more likely to have spaces of natural quiet, says Blomberg. Hempton points to Haleakala National Park in Maui, the crater of which he considers the quietest place on Earth, Glacier National Park, and Big Bend National Park among the U.S. parks that have embarked on initial certification as wilderness quiet parks with QPI. Internationally, Elk Island National Park in Canada, Isla Luisa National Park in eastern Poland, and Rio Clarío National Reserve in Chile are in varying stages of the process, he says. Learning how to listen. Once you certify a place as a quiet park, it eventually changes behaviors, much in the same way people have learned about the importance of recycling through education and awareness, says Kenya Williams, founder of Hush Soundscape Planning and Design. Williams, also an advisor for QPI, believes a cultural shift is necessary to help people value and steward quiet in urban areas. In Taiwan, Lila Chin Hui Fan, one of the country's preeminent environmental journalists and the founder of the Soundscape Association in Taiwan, points to the power of people to support the effort. Fawn, who got to know Hempton during his One Square Inch of Silence project, was instrumental in drawing QPI's attention to the park on her native island, where she recorded Yangmin Shan's soundscape across three districts in the lead-up to certification. "We have a very painful and complicated history, which taught us a lot," Fawn says. "Our voices are not allowed to be heard in the world because of the diplomatic dilemma stemming from Taiwan's push for sovereignty. So we decided to be an island of listening. I'm expecting more and more people in the world will come to my country and hear the natural quiet of Taiwan." For QPI, the hope is that by certifying a few places in every country, people who wish to access natural quiet will be able to find it. "We aren't saying that quiet is for everyone, and that everyone should experience it," says Hempton, "but I do feel the choice is essential to quality of life." Seven Serene Silent Retreats. Find your quiet place at one of these sanctuaries across the country. By Veronica Stoddart of AARP. In our age of tech-fueled overstimulation, silence might just be the ticket for travelers in 2024. Enter silent meditation retreats, which provide places to relax and reset by dialing down the noise. These retreats vary from religious to secular, from guided to freestyle, from total to partial silence, but they all offer quiet as a possible way to enhance our well-being. Silence may indeed be golden. Research has found that it may help decrease stress and lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol. In one study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, spending some time each day in silence, specifically in mindfulness meditation, reduced insomnia and fatigue in older adults. Studies show noise can disrupt sleep and trigger anxiety and depression, among other serious health conditions. One study published in the BMJ, the British Medical Association Journal, found that long-term traffic and railway noise exposure in residential buildings in Denmark put older residents at higher risk of developing all-cause dementia. As the Global Wellness Institute projects a 17% annual growth in wellness tourism through 2027, silent retreats are meeting the moment by providing places for people to tune out of the cacophony of modern life. Here are seven facilities around the country that offer wordless refuges. Abbey of Gethsemane, Kentucky. Famous as the longtime home of the monk Thomas Merton, author of The Seven Story Mountain, the Abbey is a community of about 40 Trappist monks, which has been receiving guests in need of a quiet respite since its founding in 1848. Merton wrote of such a monastic milieu that all need enough silence and solitude in their lives to enable the deep inner voice of their own true self to be heard. Gethsemane retreats are unstructured, which means guests are free to design their own programs, although they can participate in the Eucharist and monk's prayer. Retreatants must limit their speaking to designated areas only, but the monastery, located about an hour from Louisville, offers plenty of opportunities to commune silently with nature in the 1,500 adjacent acres available for long walks and hikes. Dates. Open year-round for individual retreats. Guests must stay a minimum of 3 nights for weekday retreats and 2 nights for weekend retreats. The cost? Free. Contributions to cover the cost of meals and accommodations in the guest house are voluntary. Drawla Mountain Center, Colorado. Perched high in the Colorado Rockies at 8,000 feet, the Drawla Mountain Center sprawls on 600 acres of forests, meadows, and broad valleys, making it an ideal refuge to embrace the sounds of silence. Its campus combines wilderness and crisp mountain air with modern comforts, such as bathrooms with towel warmers. Setting the tone is the Great Stupa of Dharmakaya, standing 108 feet tall and one of the most significant examples of sacred Buddhist architecture in North America. Experienced instructors guide 2 and 7 day silent retreats, which may include sitting and walking meditation and meditation instruction. The dates: 7 day retreats from June 14th to 21st and December 6th to 13th, 2 day retreats September 6th to 8th, and October 11th to 13th. The cost of a 2-night tuition is $215, and 7-night tuition is $665, plus lodging, which ranges from $99 to $329 per night, depending on the type of accommodation, from a seasonal tent to a suite in the lodge. Springwater Center, New York. Looking for a self-directed retreat with no rituals, required beliefs, or assigned practices? That's the mantra at Springwater Center. Located an hour south of Rochester in the Finger Lakes region, the center offers silent meditation retreats on 212 rural acres dotted with streams, meadows, forests, a pond, and miles of walking trails. Each retreat is organized around a daily schedule that includes timed sittings, a talk in the morning, and meetings with the teachers. All activities are optional, but retreatants must adhere to silence and contribute an hour of work each day, such as cooking or cleaning. 4 and 7 day retreats, as well as design your own quiet weeks and silent all-day sittings, are available throughout the year. Retreat fees for non-members, which include accommodations in shared or single rooms and meals, start at $107 per night. Studio apartments and guest cabins cost an additional $50 per night, and all-day sittings cost $30 for non-members. The Dharma Treasure Retreat Center at Cochise Stronghold, Arizona. A small Buddhist community tucked into the base of southeastern Arizona's Dragoon Mountains, Dharma Treasure offers a quiet place for anyone pursuing spiritual development. Its 5 acres of wild landscape are bordered by the Coronado National Forest. While the center focuses on Buddhist meditation, it welcomes people from all spiritual traditions and secular practices. Individuals design their own schedules, but must observe noble silence, which means refraining from all forms of communication, including body language and writing things down. Trained teachers are available for support and meditation instruction. It's open year-round for individual retreats, but the minimum retreat length is 3 nights. Retreat fees cover lodging, which ranges from $65 to $150 per night, depending on the type of accommodation, from a yurt to a 2-bedroom casita. Guests make their own meals and are asked to donate about 1 hour of work per day, such as landscaping, cleaning, and gardening. Guests can also leave money for the resident teachers who provide meditation guidance. Rolling Meadows, Maine and Vermont. Surrounded by nature, Rolling Meadows Meditation Retreats lets participants unplug and disconnect from technology. All electronic devices, including smartphones, are prohibited. Whether in the rolling hills of Vermont or on the rugged coastline of Maine, silence rules at these retreats, which include meditation, breathwork, meditative movement, and yoga. The Vermont property is adjacent to 100 acres of wooded trails for hiking, while the Maine facility covers 100 acres overlooking the coastal hills, where guests stay in a restored 1840s farmhouse. Dates are June 19th to 23rd in Cushing, Maine, and November 8th to 11th in South Newfoundland, Vermont. Retreats include accommodations and vegetarian meals. In Maine, a 4-night retreat costs $1,295 per person for a double room. In Vermont, a 3-night retreat costs $995 per person for a double room. Siddhayatan Tirth and Spiritual Retreat, Texas. Siddhayatan, an ashram, monastery, and spiritual retreat center, is surrounded by 250 acres of rolling hills in the countryside about 90 minutes outside of Dallas. Here's your opportunity to read a book, write in your journal, enjoy a guided meditation, take a yoga class, and chant healing mantras. Retreats are unstructured. You can take a vow of silence under the direction of a monk, or choose your own level of quiet. Either way, you'll be surrounded by resident monks and nuns dedicated to their own spiritual paths. It's open year-round for individual retreats, and the minimum retreat length is 2 nights. The cost is $15 fee plus lodging. Accommodations range from $95 for a single room with a shared bath to $185 for a classic double room, including vegetarian meals. Mercy by the Sea Retreat and Conference Center, Connecticut. A destination that once served as a school and home for young women taking religious vows, Mercy by the Sea is now a Long Island Sound retreat center. You won't easily find words to describe the 33 waterfront acres with multiple areas for quiet reflection. A sandy beach for strolling, landscaped areas with lawns, gardens, and a labyrinth, woodlands with a short trail, and forested wetlands. Facilities include a chapel, art gallery, dining room, and silent sitting areas to read, meditate, or simply gaze at the water. The directed silent retreats include daily guidance from a spiritual director. Retreats run throughout the year. Retreats, which include meals and accommodations in a single or double room, cost $500 for a 4-day retreat, $700 for 6 days, and $800 for 7 days. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left-click on On Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.